Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the show today. Well, I am excited about today. This is Thursday. I am just 2 days away from my awesome upcoming trip to the Maryland, D.C. area. I will be in Landover, Maryland. And let me tell you where, just give me a second, and I will tell you absolutely where I will be. I am so amazed that I get this wonderful opportunity to go to Maryland and talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is teaching people how to release their power. Now, the tickets are just $30. $30 to attend this amazing event in Landover, Maryland on Bright Seat Road. Oh, wow. Bright Seat. Boy, it's going to be a hot seat because we're going to set that place on fire. 337 Bright Seat Road in Maryland. Now, for those of you who live in the surrounding areas 1 to 2 hours away, it will be worth it. Get out, get up, get going, do something. You know, I tell people, some people say, but I've never done that before. I've never gone to an empowerment workshop, seminar, conference. Sometimes, if you want something that you've never had before, you got to do something you've never done before. That's right. You want something that you've never had, you got to do something you've never done. It is absolutely time to take off your limits. Take the limits off. It is time to discover who you really are and release your power so that you can totally be unlimited, unchain, unbound your possibilities. Unbound your opportunities. Get clear about opportunities that are right before your eyes, but you just can't see them when you release your power. And I tell you, we are going to have a great time. You know, some people say to me, Lalisa, what is it? What exactly do you do? Some people, they can't tell, like my students when I teach at the college. Sometimes I have to really check myself because I so love what I do that I don't carry myself as if I'm at work. You know, some people, when they're at work, let me tell you, baby, they're in a bad mood. It's a bad situation. It's a bad time. And I don't have that now. Oh, there was a time. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding? I had that opportunity where I went to work, and let me tell you, I did not want to be there. However, I don't live like that anymore. I gave that lifestyle up. Now I am living the Release Your Power lifestyle. Well, it's exciting. It's fun. I'm not the only one. Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Dr. DeAngelis, Oprah Winfrey, Yala Van Zandt, many, many, many of us, we are living the Release Your Power lifestyle. In other words, we pretty much do the way we want, of course, according to, for me, now I have to always consider, God, what do you want for me? But God shared with me a long time ago that he wanted me to have the abundant life. You know, Jesus reminds me of that constantly. He said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. So when he told me that, I said, well, I have nothing left to do but release my power. And releasing my power is helping you to release your power. So I look forward to going to Landover, Maryland, Bright Seat Road. I tell you, I'm going to be in the hot seat on the bright seat. So today I wanted to talk about how to stay motivated in good times and in bad times. How do you do that? You know, many people, most people, a lot of people, or even some people, or maybe even you, you're good at staying motivated when everything is going good. In other words, in the good times, you're okay. You're not, you know, maybe 100%, certainly not 110%, but you're okay. All right, you're good, as the young people say. You ask them what's going on, and I'm good. So, you know, but what about when things are going bad? How are you then? Are you still motivated? Where does your motivation go when things are not going so good? Or maybe you're one of those persons that you start out the morning good. You know, you got out of bed, everything was going smooth. You know, you got through your morning routines. You left your house or you stayed at home, because some people, I know you realize today, many, many, many people work at home today. Whether your company allows you to work from home or you own your own business and you work from home, or you're just in a situation where you're at home. But some people, even at home, their day starts out in a good way, and before you know it, guess what? Things have gone awry. How do you stay motivated? See, motivation is important. You need your motivation throughout the day, because your motivation, that's your drive. And your drive is also connected and linked to your passion. So if you lose your motivation, you lose your drive. And once you lose your drive, it begins to wear down on your passion. And once your passion begins to disappear, you're just really doing the motions. You could be a little snide to people. You know, you could be a little harsh to people. You know, your customer service is going to go down. Your problem-solving, decision-making abilities are going to wane. You don't want to lose your motivation. You want to stay motivated throughout the whole day, whether you're at work or not. Think about that for a moment. You want to stay motivated all day, whether you're at work, whether you're at home, and get this, you can. And I know that people do not think it's possible. The average person does not believe it is possible to stay motivated 24/7. I know it. I know that there are people like that, okay? And unfortunately, for those people who think like that, and hopefully that's not you, but if it is you, if you do think like that, guess what? You're right. It will be difficult for you. It will be hard. It will be challenging for you if you think that you can't. Because whatever you think about, you bring about. If you think that you cannot, you can't. So what I'm saying doesn't even make sense to you because you don't think you can do it. So therefore, you can't do it. However, likewise, if you think that you can, guess what will happen? You will be able to do it. Now, I know you thought this really was rocket science. I realize that. But it's not. It's very simple. Either you think you can or you think you can't. If you think you can, you can. That's why it says, if I think I can. If you think you can't, then guess what? If you think you can't, can cannot show up. Because what you think is what you begin to act out. Therefore, the results that you will get back will be based on your thoughts. And those results become the blueprint now for your next move. And if the same thing happens, if you do the same thing, see, that's why you have to be careful of doing the same thing the same way all the time. You have to check to make sure what you're doing is also the right thing. You know, I believe that's why God gave us the power of free will, so that we could adjust and look at what we're doing. Again, if you're headed down the wrong road, you want to be able to make that adjustment. Now, for me, you might want to know, like, okay, Lalisa, what's your secret? You appear to be pretty motivated all the time. I mean, if you read my post on Facebook or if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see that, you know, from time to time, I give out a lot of empowering motivational quotes. Now, yes, I have to admit, I am naturally gifted at being able to encourage. Encouragement is my gift. The gift of exhortation was definitely birthed in me before the foundation of the world. And I remember there's a scripture that says, each should encourage the other better than himself. Well, that is one of, I have several, but that's one of my favorite scriptures. It's one of my favorite scriptures. And when I say favorite, I mean that's one that I believe in almost more than anything else, that you have to encourage others better than yourself. And what happened was there was a revelation that God gave me about that scripture, that when it said better than yourself. So it means I'm going to encourage you at 150%, but I'm going to encourage myself at, let's just say, 100%. Because the thing is, I have to encourage you better than I encourage myself. So if I'm encouraging, I'm going to encourage myself to the max. And let's pretend the max is 100. So if I'm going to encourage myself to 100, I got to encourage you higher than that. Now think about that for a minute. Encourage others better than yourself. So in other words, if I'm encouraging you all the time, then I got to encourage myself all the time as well. And I actually got to encourage you all the time and then some. So, you know, so that's how I stay motivated. That's one of the ways I stay motivated. And is by encouraging myself in the things of God, in good things, you know. I think on things that are wonderful and pure and lovely and just. I don't think on negative things. I try not to. Every now and again, I may, you know, lean toward that way, but I have things in place that will easily snap me out. You know, you got to have people in your life that you can call in an instant. You know, that's the beauty of, for some of my clients that I coach, wow, they can call me up like on speed dial. I give them my cell phone number and boom, they call me up. And, you know, I kind of talk them back down off of that, you know, motivational cliff where they're about to jump off, where they need that encouragement. And so that's, you know, just one of the features that I offer to my clients, that I could be in a meeting, and if I see that, you know, they're calling me, well, because my clients are important to me. So, but, you know, you got to be able to, if you want to, you don't have to do this. This is, you know, based on your level of freedom, your level. Everyone's different. Everyone has different levels of tolerance. Everyone has different goals and dreams. I'm talking right now for the people who actually want to stay motivated. And so when you attend any of my coaching sessions, or if you, you know, get my book, Release Your Power, which you can go to my website and get the book, releaseyourpower.com, but you have to put dashes in between the three words. So release-your-power.com. You can go there. You can order the book. You can certainly contact me if you're in the northern New Jersey area. I can make deliveries. You can order the book on Amazon if you so choose. A lot of times I don't refer people to Amazon to purchase the book because I sell the book and I can keep my own profit. I don't need to pay Amazon 30% to sell my book. I can sell it myself. And so I have a website just like Amazon. You use PayPal or your credit card to pay Amazon. You can use my website tool. So that's why I'm an entrepreneur. And as entrepreneurs, we look for ways to be more efficient in what we do. You know, if I was selling, you know, 1 million books a day, yeah, I'd say go to Amazon. But I'm not selling those books like that right now. Notice I said right now, because that day is fast coming. But, yeah, how to stay motivated, you see, in good times and in bad times. In other words, think about, here's the one of the keys. Think about what causes you to be motivated in good times, okay? Think about that. What causes you to be motivated in good times? Now, if you can, like, nail it, if you can identify it, if you can clearly see what causes you to be motivated in a good time, then you can now parlay those things, or that thing, if it's one thing or several things, now parlay that over to when you're having a bad time and implement that. So let's just say there's something that could cause you to have a bad time. I can't think of anything because I typically, these days, I don't have bad times. I used to, because that's before I released my power. But now that I've released my power and become who I really am, I don't have bad times anymore. Because once you release your power and become who you really are, every day is a day of journey and discovery. And so there's really no bad times. There's really no bad days. And that's why I really want people to get this book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Those 8 strategies, they're not just something I pulled out of my head. It's not just something that I thought, oh, this would be great to tell people. No, those 8 strategies is what I used to get from being homeless and a prostitute and having been a girl who had been molested from age 5 to 18, all right, by the same person, a close family member, age 18, right? Yes, it was a serious, serious problem, situation, and I was doomed to be messed up mentally. I should have been in a mental institution by now, for sure. Molested that long by the same person in my family, yes, I should definitely not be where I am. And then to end up, you know, 18, 5 years later, on the streets as a seven years later from the age 18, 7 years later at age 25, I'm prostituting on the street. I could have died any day. Every day was a bad time. But yet, I was able to stay motivated even through all of that. So writing that book is not just something that I, you know, had desired to do all my life. One day I'm going to be a writer. One day I'm going to be a writer. One day I'll be a writer. Someday I'll write. No, I didn't even, I flunked out of school. So I didn't care about school, writing, or anything. So when I wrote that book, it allowed me to get to a place now where I can be motivated in any time period, good, bad, horrible, whatever, it doesn't matter, because I no longer live at a base level in my life. I've moved up higher in my thinking, and once you move up higher in your thinking, well, that's a game changer. You know, the game changes. Things change. Things are different now. Okay? And it is something that I'm excited to be able to share with people and to teach people how they too can release their power, become who they really are. And doors will begin to open in your life, in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit that were never open to you before. Never open to you before. And they will open. And again, if for those of you who know that you would like to work with a coach and you would like to, certainly I would be glad to talk to you about it. We're excited about so many things that's happening right now with Release Your Power. For the most part, we've traveled to Ohio, New Jersey. We've gone as far as Texas and North Carolina and Tennessee. We haven't yet gone past the Midwest to get over to the West Coast. And I believe that when we hit the West Coast, we'll be hitting cities like, you know, Chicago, Las Vegas, Compton. I can't wait to go to Compton with this message about releasing your power and becoming who you really are. Because, let's face it, it's easy to get stuck in a rut. It's easy to, you know, feel as though everything is coming against you. It's today, these days, in this day and age, it's easy to have a bad day. So easy. But you can't let that get you down. You can't let that stop you. You have to release your power and let it go. And therefore, you will be on a journey of discovery that's unbelievable. Your drive for wholeness, completeness, fulfillment will be there. You will be able to stay motivated. Now, I have to work with you on that. I mean, it didn't come to me overnight. So don't think that this is some quick fix, snap your heels three times. No, it took me a lifetime to figure out how to do this, but I want to teach you how to do it, how to stay motivated in good times and in bad times, because all of us have both. We all have both good times and both bad times. You can stay motivated. You want to stay motivated because, remember, motivation is tied to, that's your drive. Your drive is tied to your passion. Your passion is tied to how well you feel, how good you feel about what you're doing. And when you have a good feeling about what you're doing, life just opens up to you. You begin to see things that you would have never seen before. You begin to meet people that you could have never met before. You will have opportunities that were never there before. When you stay motivated in good times and in bad. So that's my message for today. I'm excited about it. I'm so excited about this message. I'm excited about all my messages because They're messages of encouragement. They're messages of empowerment. And, you know, again, I'm on this journey. I hope you go on the journey with me. I'd love to have you as a partner on this journey. You can certainly go to my website, release-your-power.com. You can find out more. I would love for you to attend any of the conferences, seminars, webinars that we put on. We have our big conference coming up in August, August the 24th. It's a Saturday, pretty much all day. We have a great coaching opportunity for those who are looking to be coaches and to want to get coached. And, you know, you want to be free. You want to have no limits. Take the limits off. God doesn't put any limits on you. Basically, the sky is the limit. You know, people say, well, how can you say that, Lalisa? How can you say, God wants me stuck in this rut? No, he doesn't. You see what great lengths he went through to get Joseph out of the ditch. You see what he did to get the three Hebrew boys out of the fiery furnace. God does not want you in a ditch. He does not want you living some meager life. Look at what all he went through to get a prostitute like Rahab out of her horrible situation. And believe me, you, having been a former prostitute, I know the hell that woman was going through. And so no matter how much money she was making, who in the world wants to sleep with that many people? Only a person who is really sick in the head. And so, but look at what lengths God went through, even sent two spies, okay, into the camp. Got her out, and then allowed her to become the mother of Boaz. You know, everybody wants a Boaz. That's all you hear Christian women talk about. But do you realize Boaz's mom was a prostitute? And look at what he did for Ruth, to get Ruth Boaz. You know, put her with a woman whose sons had all died, her husband died, and they were penniless. Penniless. Do you know God does not want to leave you penniless? So I tell my students now, you don't have to be broke another day in your life unless you want to, unless you don't want to get on this journey. So, hey, listen, I can handle some more clients. I'm looking for more clients. If you would like to get coached and motivated, because it is all about entrepreneurs, entrepreneurial mindset, the entrepreneurial thinking. I'm just having a great, great time. Tuesday, we were on the show. I mean, you know, Professor was supposed to come on the show. He wasn't able to make it on for whatever reason. That could have been a bad time for me. But guess what? I stayed motivated. Same thing happened here a few months ago in this state, great state of New Jersey. We had a horrible hurricane that hit us, Hurricane Sandy. Man, that could have been a real bad time. But guess what? I stayed motivated through the whole time period. I watched movies, had candlelight movie sessions with me and my husband. You know, stayed motivated in good and bad times. You can do it. I have faith in you. Well, that's all the time we have for the show today. Don't forget, go to my website, release-your-power.com. Grab some of the free stuff that's there. You can get a free 15-minute coaching session just for you if you go to the website. You can also get your hands on this book, Release Your Power, because we are about to launch something with that, and I want everyone to have a copy of the book. It's been great. It's been real. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. This has been Coach Lalisa, and thank you for tuning into the show. We'll see you back tomorrow for our Friday morning broadcast.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/ All About Entrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLaLisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.